Now, Suns and Pistons tonight, a guy who was at the Suns-Warriors game the other night at Footprint Center. He's a Hall of Famer. Mike Wilbon joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Mike, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Michael,
doing
well. What's happening?
Since the last time we had you on, you had an anniversary. The crew over at PTI celebrating 20 years.
Wow.
Congratulations. The show's still awesome. The anniversary special was awesome. So congrats to everybody over there. You guys deserve it. Thank you.
It just means we're old as hell is what it means.
Well, here in the Valley where you spend a lot of time, we have got the number one NFL team and the number one NBA team. I can't believe my eyes, Mike.
No, I was talking about that with somebody two nights ago while I was in Phoenix at the game. And it's a hell of a time to be a sports fan in Arizona with those two playing the way they have. And the Suns, I mean, the Suns and the way they've been playing is just extraordinary. I thought they were going to get off to a slow start, and I don't mean just 1-3. I thought they were looking at some sort of, 5-4, 9-7 kind of thing. That is not the case. Talk about being wrong.
Look, there was a lot of people that were wrong that were expecting those growing pains, Michael, but in terms, and I know it's early, and we saw the first really marquee Western Conference matchup the other night, and the Suns beat the Warriors, but even though it is early, where do you see the Suns' place in the West? Do you believe they're the team to beat? Do you think there's a team that could come up on the outside and surprise everybody before it's all said and done?
I think we saw the two teams to beat. I think we saw that. It's not just because of what we saw the other night. I really think the Warriors, in some ways, are the teams to beat because they're going to get those reinforcements back. I mean, they're going to get back Klay Thompson. I mean, yeah, they're going to get the big kid back as well. He's in his second year. It'll be good to have him. It's always good to have, somebody come in for depth and foul purposes and the dog days of February and March in the NBA. But I think, for the reasons we've seen with the Warriors already and Steph Curry probably being the MVP to this point, the Warriors are likely that team with the caveat of if the Suns stay healthy too, it's the two of them. I don't know how to separate them. I really don't. The Suns, that was Monty Williams. When I was coming on, was a Monty Williams.
That's James Jones.
How you
play.
James Jones. They're phenomenal. The attitude, Chris Paul, again, in terms of on-court leadership. I mean, it sounds like a cliche, especially because Charles Barkley's been saying it for 10 years, that Chris Paul's the best leader in the NBA. Well, hell, he is. I love being in the arena two nights ago. I love watching them. I hope that Booker doesn't have to miss many games. Obviously, that's the thing with the NBA we've seen in the last few years is that injuries have dictated, so much of the postseason. And I don't know if it's going to be that different this year. But, man, watching those two, and I don't know what's going to happen Friday now. I mean, I think I know. Look, Friday, the Warriors have to come back and play well. They don't have to win the game. It's not about the result. It's kind of what Monty was just saying. But in this case, it's about the Warriors. And you just hope Book doesn't have to miss more than a handful of games. At least that's where my head is right now.
All right, I want to ask you about Chris Paul because you've got a very special relationship with him. What he has done to change the culture here is just unbelievable. The guy is just a killer. Give us some insight on what makes that dude so different.
Well, for one, it's sort of just his upbringing, who he is. Some of it has nothing to do with basketball. It has to do with his family. And just the way he was raised, if you sort of get a glimpse into his mom and dad and his brother CJ, you get a glimpse into who Chris Paul has been since he was in high school, since he was in college. And then sort of the way he learned how to play, the discipline. I mean, learning how to play is one of the forgotten things about basketball now. People want to concentrate all the time on talent and what this person can do in position, how long, how tall. Fine. But Chris Paul has known how to play at a level that few players do for 15 years. And so that's a big part of it. And then, I'm not going to forget the difficult times he's had have helped make him who he is. You know, losses in series and being able to come back from those losses and disappointments. Chris Paul, some of the disappointments weren't his own making. I mean, Chris Paul might have, he'd probably have a handful of rings if David Stern hadn't negated the trade that would have paired him with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, that's right.
13, 14 years ago.
Wow.
Right? So there's disappointment in his life and career, but it's how he handles it. And then the discipline, like Chris, you know, Chris is one of these people that you could use the word fanatic. I won't use that word because it sort of undermines who he is. It takes away. It's a negative connotation. But Chris, in terms of just discipline, practice, habits, his diet now, as he gets, I hate to use the word older, but it's older. I mean, you know, he's a guy you want to follow. And he's demanding. I remember asking Book last year about Chris when they were first getting used to each other on a daily basis, even though they knew each other already. And Booker said, yeah, and it's not for everybody. And if you think it's for everybody, ask Ayton. Ask DeAndre Ayton if it's for everybody.
Yeah.
And Chris alluded to that the other night in the TNT interview when he said, man, I'm on Big Fella. And he, it's not like he feels sorry for him. He does it because he's going to do it again tomorrow night or tonight. did they play tonight?
Yeah, yes. They play tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's sort of unfair. The Warriors don't play tonight.
Right. Right. Yeah, right. That's what they're probably thinking right about now, too, Michael.
Yeah. I mean, the schedule maker sort of, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you hope tonight is not more than a scrimmage, but, that, you know, for the Suns. But anyway, Chris is tough. He's demanding. He's bright. His intellect is completely unappreciated because he doesn't go around trying to show it off.
Yeah.
But it's there in abundance. And he's a coach. He's already a coach. The co-coach on the floor. He's a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, he can walk off the bench. He can walk out of uniform tomorrow and go coach. And you'd see, like, how his understanding of the game. He's a scout. He's an uber scout already.
So, next time you see him, you tell him from Bickley and Murata, thank you for coming to Phoenix.
Hey. Listen, I told you guys last year, the day that trade was consummated, that it was going to change everything about the Phoenix Suns.
And it did.
Now, I was not going around predicting the finals. I wasn't saying that. But you just look what he did in Oklahoma City the previous year.
Yeah.
Look what he did. And so, and look what he did before that, everywhere he's been. And I just, you know, I wanted to pay off in the ultimate way. In a championship. I hope it does for him. Just not because, well, you know, that's how we measure. That's how we count in the culture today. So, man, it's watching them is just, and watching the Warriors. I'm going to sit here and tell you right now, I know what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for a Warriors-Suns Western Conference Final to see seven games of it. Because out of those seven, you know, you're going to get a series, if you had it, where three or four of those games would be like the highest level of basketball that we're going to see now. And people can talk about the Lakers if they want. The Lakers right now are just drama and just drama. They're hype and drama. That's all they are. Now, I'm not saying the Lakers won't play their way out of something, but playing your way into the seventh seed ain't going to work this year. Yeah. Not for them. They're not going to play themselves in the conference final out of the sixth seed or the seventh seed.
Yeah, I agree with you. Michael, thanks so much for making time for us. As always, we appreciate it. You're the best, man.